a Redbird winner.
Don't miss all the action on your home for Cardinals baseball, WSOY-TV.
Another departure at Homeland Security. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, the number two at the department, joining Kirsten Nielsen and others leaving amid a surge at the border. Fox's Rachel Sutherland live in Washington.
Dave, Acting Deputy Claire Grady is leaving the Homeland Security Department just days after Secretary Kirsten Nielsen announced her resignation. The changes come as U.S. Customs and Border Patrol announces a big increase in border apprehensions in March. President Trump told reporters he's not thinking about bringing back family separations while pointing the finger at his predecessor.
President Obama had child separation. Now, I'll tell you something. Once you don't have it, that's why you see many more people coming.
CBP says more than 100,000 people were turned away at the southern border last month, a more than 100% increase over the same time last year. Dave.
Rachel, Democrats have blamed Trump policies for the influx of migrants. Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez tweeted the far right also doesn't want to talk about what...
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will likely serve a fifth term as Israeli Prime Minister. After nearly all the votes have been counted, Netanyahu's Likud party became the largest, beating their main competitors, the Blue and White Party, by more than 10,000 votes. Netanyahu now has a large advantage in forming a coalition government over the next month and a half, since all parties to his right would like to see him stay in that position.
That's Fox's Trey Yingston, Jerusalem. This is Fox News.
All money managers might seem the same, but while some give their clients cookie-cutter portfolios, Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to your goals and needs. Some only call when they have something to sell. Fisher calls regularly, so you stay informed. And while some advisors are happy to earn commissions whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come from other money managers. So if you're in or nearing retirement, talk with us and find out why investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at fisherinvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
Well, the day after actress Felicity Huffman and more than a dozen other parents agreed to a plan to plead guilty in the college admissions bribery scandal, Lori Loughlin and others are slapped with new charges.
A Boston grand jury has handed up a new charge of money laundering against actress Lori Loughlin and her husband, designer Massimo Giannulli, as well as 14 other parents. They're all accused of paying off college coaches or other officials to get their kids into their chosen schools. As they seek to avoid jail, the legal sides are at odds. Defense attorneys accuse prosecutors of shopping for a tough judge by linking the parents to an existing indictment. Prosecutors answered back, saying the action is not unusual and call the defense complaint inappropriate and a desperate attempt to change the focus. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
On Wall Street this morning, stock futures have been up modestly. Markets mixed overseas. This is the day after the Dow dropped 190 points and the Nasdaq fell 44. Now sports. A legendary Lakers player is no longer a Laker executive.
What am I doing? You know, I got a beautiful life. So I'm going to go back to that beautiful life.
And Magic Johnson resigned last night as L.A.'s president of basketball operations, telling reporters before he informed the Lakers GM or the owner. On the court, the Detroit Pistons and Charlotte Hornets both won, and both are vying for the last playoff spot in the Eastern Conference with one game to go. The Miami Heat have been eliminated despite beating Philadelphia. Dwayne Wade scored 30 points in the final home game of his career. Dirk Nowitzki also announced last night he's retiring. He also scored 30 points in his final home game, a Dallas win over Phoenix. Hockey's playoffs start tonight, five series beginning, and the New Jersey Devils won the NHL draft lottery. They'll pick first, the Rangers second. In baseball, the Houston Astros won their fifth straight game beating the Yankees. The LA Angels also won for a fifth time in a row, topping Milwaukee, and the Reds snapped an eight-game losing streak big time. Cincinnati mauled Miami 14-0. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Milliken and Richland have over 180 degrees. 180 degrees ain't enough to bake a pizza, but it's enough to get you a slice of the pie. You can do it! Limitless Decatur. Know it! More bang for your buck. Decatur is the most affordable housing market in the country. That's more money for pillows, baby. Ha ha! Limitless Decatur. Know it!
Get ready, Decatur. Corks and Forks, the social event of the spring, returns Thursday, April 25th to the Decatur Conference Center. Enjoy samples of the very best entrees, appetizers, desserts, and more from the area's finest restaurants and caterers, paired with an extensive selection of wines from around the world. Music, games, raffles, a sizable silent auction, and a South American-themed VIP dining event are all on the menu. Get tickets and info at 423-3189 or at DecaturArts.com.
Good morning and welcome to the Wednesday, April 10th edition of Byers & Company. RVs making a comeback, just like Uncle Joe, still on top of the polls. After a couple of crazy weeks, the company rolls now.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Wednesday. Are we chilling out a little today, temperature-wise? Cooling off just a little?
A tiny bit.
Tinier 62?
Yeah, and then tonight, you know, I mean, it's not going to be bad overnight. 53 is the low.
Yes.
And tomorrow it's warm again, but we have showers and thunderstorms. Friday is a little bit cooler than today.
Yeah, but that's much better than sort of like...
Oh, yeah.
Denver's going to... Like, they're going from like 70s to snow, like, in a heartbeat.
Yeah, I'll take this.
Is it heading to the upper Midwest?
Upper Midwest.
Is it sort of going to miss us
it's
entirely?
It's going to miss us, then, but that is where we're going to get our showers and thunderstorms and all
I'll
that.
Take showers and thunderstorms. Yeah. Do you keep waiting for that snowshoe to drop, though? I mean, like, where it's just sort of like one last blast from old man winter.
I'm ready to move on.
No, I'm ready.
Happens,
I'm saying, though, okay,
it happens.
I mean, that wasn't asking if you want it. That it's not. No one wants it.
No, it's just at this point, I would be shocked if we had it, but I'm whatever.
Yeah, I don't think I'm prepared to deal with it. I'm not sure I can handle one more blast of winter. Although I don't feel like we're out of the woods. I really don't. Although after the last couple of days, good morning and welcome. By the way, this is Byers & Company. I'm Brian Byers, Lindsay Romano, and you're listening to the number one rated radio show for the last 23 years in this community. And we get up each and every morning. Happy to be here with you. Happy to have you here with us. I'm not sure after the last couple of days, because the last couple of days have been pretty close to perfect. I mean, just perfect.
Oh, gorgeous.
Spring days.
Mm-hmm.
72, not hot, you know, but warm enough to be in shirt sleeves and just gorgeous sunshine and not a lot of wind. My allergies are giving me all kinds of fits.
Oh, yes. All of those buds are starting to pop.
But that's okay.
Yeah.
Give me allergies all day long. By the way, my allergies didn't go away all winter. I had issues the entire, right through the heart of December, January,
How
February,
did you know that
March.
How did you know that wasn't cold?
What do you mean?
How do you know that wasn't like a cold?
Well, because I know what allergies feel like. I had the bug. I had that thing that was going around for 3 or 4 weeks. Mm-hmm. But no, I've been a mouth breather since about October. Particularly if you get on the treadmill or get outside and run, you're just like, I hate that feeling. Hate it. And I don't think the Zyrtec working anymore. I think I've built up an immunity.
Build up, yeah. You're gonna have to change to something.
Switch it out.
Try Claritin or something.
Does that really work?
I don't know.
All right. After a couple of really tough weeks for Joe Biden, right? I mean, would you say tough weeks?
Yeah, I would say it's been tough, and I don't know if he's ridden it the best.
What do you mean?
You know, I mean, just then, you know, apologizing, but then making a joke about it. It's like, okay, decide if you're gonna just be Trump about this and just go, you know what, whatever.
Okay, so you're thinking he's had a across the spectrum sort of response that's not consistent.
I think he's tried to do the far left apology, blah blah blah. I'm a different person. He's tried that, but I don't think he is. It's still Joe Biden, and he needs to decide. Do you want to be Trump like on
this?
Can
you be? Why can't you be both? Just out of curiosity.
You can't. I personally, don't. I mean, fine. Don't apologize.
So I mean, like you're over here. You got this group, and you go, okay, look, I didn't mean anything by it. And then you're in front of a bunch of electricians, and you go, you know, I had permission to hug him. I think people have overreacted beyond belief to all of this.
I agree. Yes, he is a close talker. Yes, that can make you very uncomfortable. Yes, is he?
When did we? And I'll put this in context, because what you're not hearing from are men who have been hugged,
yeah,
and
which he does
shoulder
hug men,
rubbed,
and he does
and
do that too,
cheek kissed, and close talk to.
Yeah.
What is it about women today, or a particular kind of woman, that thinks you're going to walk through life never ever being uncomfortable? I don't. What is that protection status that you're looking for?
I have no idea. I have no idea. It's as if like our search for the glass ceiling has put this bubble around us. Like we expect to be completely protected, but yet treat us the same.
Okay, I think across the board he has sort of treated everyone the same. Yeah. I mean, the people who have come to his defense, and look, the guy hugs. He's a close talker. He's mm-hmm. whatever. Makes you but what is it that women don't? I mean, that men feel every bit as uncomfortable mm-hmm. about that than women.
There is,
and so and all of them have said it's not sexual. So
I really think it is just this thing that keeps getting pushed.
Now it's like an extension of like I'm not really a Me Too victim, but now I have the next level of Me Too victimhood.
It's like how can you find a way to be a victim?
After all of these accusations, he still has a 9-point lead over Bernie Sanders, who was in second place of all Democrats yesterday. So what does that say?
I mean, nobody cares. The media just...
Well, the media and this tiny percentage of progressives, I don't even know if progressives is the fair word to describe. I'm sure there are plenty of progressives out there in their politics that aren't this way. Yeah. I think it is such a small voice that gets amplified by this media machine that has to feed the beast for 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, that it shoots way over where most people are. I mean, don't you think that's...
Yeah.
I mean, how is... If this is disastrous, if he can't survive this...
That's what they say.
But if that's true, how in the world does he still have almost a double-digit lead over second place, and he's not even entered the race?
Because the people saying that do not have a real pulse on real Americans. The majority of people go, yeah, we all know that guy.
Mm-hmm.
He'd still be better than... I mean, when you think about leading the country, because he's a hugger makes him not capable.
His very favorable views dropped 1 percentage point.
One. From very... That's very
and
favorable.
And he still has the highest favorable rate of any of the
so
Democratic candidates.
Very favorable, to just favorable.
No. 40, it just dropped 1%.
Yeah.
They didn't go from very favorable to favorable. They just 1%.
1%.
Now the South Bend mayor made gains in the new poll, was supporting increasing from 5% to 5% from 3% last week. So when you think about this.
And how do you say his name?
Buttigieg. Was support increasing to 5% from 3%. He now leads. So this kid, and he's like the first millennial candidate mm-hmm. for president, is now polling better than Cory Booker and Elizabeth Warren. Now, that's important to him because we're getting ready to start these debates, and you got to have a certain status to be on the big stage with the adults at the debate, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, these polls do matter internally of where you stack up. And his closest competitor, Joe Biden, meaning Joe Biden's not in the race yet, is Bernie Sanders, who's 9 points behind Joe Biden. But like this Buttigieg is making a lot of hate, like splash, mm-hmm. right? He's got 5% of support compared to 32% for Joe Biden.
Exactly.
Who's not even, once again, officially in the race. So I just wonder how annoying people are. And it would be annoying. I'm not a fan of close talkers. I'm not a fan of people that are awkward in social situations like that. But I also don't go home and go, I'm a victim.
No. Now, and it's funny because I think I'm on a different... There's some that are close talkers or go in for the hug and they give you a lip kiss. And you're like, well, okay, that happened. It's funny because it depends on the person and I will forgive.
Okay, forgive?
I'm not forgive. That's the wrong word.
You just sounded exactly like a victim.
I mean, I will be like, whatever, I don't mind.
But is that today, in this day and age, in 2019, is that tantamount to an assault?
No.
Because that's what everybody makes all of this sound like.
He
rubbed my shoulders, and so now I am a victim.
Good grief. No, no, no. And you know what? That does a disservice to every actual victim everywhere.
All right. I don't get it, and I don't think most voters are getting it, and I don't think Joe Biden supporters are going anywhere.
Mm-mm.
And I think that a lot of this is being fueled, and believe me, Bernie Sanders, you know, that woman who first started this whole thing is a diehard Bernie Sanders supporter.
Yes.
And Bernie can deny this all
and
he wants.
And it was how long ago she chose now?
Yeah. Well, of course she did.
Yeah.
But it doesn't seem to be working as far as the numbers are concerned.
It's not.
And I don't know that it's going to. I mean, he may not end up running. I don't know. He may decide, I don't need all this.
I'm happy Joe.
I really need all of this. I'll just settle with my second place vice president finish.
The same plane.
Yeah. And call it a day. But if he stays in it, I think that they've tried to torpedo the guy and it didn't work. And so.
And it will actually, I think, backfire against
him. I think the more people that come out with stories.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like a reverse effect of the other thing. It's like it's like a race to who can get the smallest transgression. I mean, it's like, can we race to the tiniest?
Yeah.
I don't know. He looked kind of weird at me. That's what it's getting to.
And honestly, what I really feel like, this is almost like a Kavanaugh effect.
Where people start to do
where it's like, okay, we believe. Wait a minute. Now it's kind of the same thing. You tried here. You can't keep crying wolf on this.
No, you really can't. I don't think Joe's done. All right. RVing across America.
Would you do this?
I'm torn.
I think you and I would make it to maybe Ohio.
Ohio?
Maybe.
Okay. I would have guessed Springfield, but that's okay.
Okay.
It's becoming a very popular thing once again here in America. And I think it's always been popular with a certain... maybe age group,
but younger people.
But now it's like a resurgence of this, because it did go away for a while, right?
It did.
You don't see as many of them as
I mean, it was definitely like the old people.
Yeah. All right. The sin of this story is that they literally, if you're going to talk about RVs, you can't quote a Robin Williams film.
Oh,
you got to go to Lost in America.
You got to go Lost
All right,
in America.
We'll take a quick break. Back with more. Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
Circle of Sticks. Mostly cloudy, highs around 62 degrees. Then for tonight, mostly cloudy again and lows around 53 degrees. For your Thursday, 40% chance of showers, thunderstorms, mainly after 1 p.m., cloudy and highs near 74. And Friday, mostly sunny, highs near 57 degrees. It is 44 degrees currently in downtown Decatur.
Back to the track, the wall. It's a grand slam for Yadier Molina.
It's the NowDecatur.com ticket window. Brought to you by J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bonds. And First Mid Insurance Group. Listen to Byers and Company every weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. for your chance to win tickets to see the Cardinals at Busch Stadium. The NowDecatur.com ticket window. From 1340 a.m. and 103.3 FM. WSOY. Your home for Cardinal baseball.
Redbird winner!
The Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater is here. Opening weekend May 24th through the 26th with Headliners 38 Special.
Just hold on loose, babe. I'm so caught up with you.
Wynonna.
How did you get
to me.
And Forever Motown. Tickets for opening weekend and all 2019 season shows on sale Friday, April 5th at 10 a.m. at DevonAmphitheater.com. The Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater, located in Nelson Park, Decatur. More details now at DevonAmphitheater.com.
The Gin Mill offers a premium dining experience that is second to none in Decatur, Illinois. From fresh-cut steaks to soups and sandwiches, with a little twist, the Gin Mill is guaranteed to satisfy your dining experience with fine food and spirits that creates a night to remember. The Gin Mill is open Monday through Friday for lunch from 11 to 3 p.m., with dinner from 4 to 8:30 p.m. Friday and Saturday dining service is from 4 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. The Gin Mill, Decatur's fine dining experience, 124 East Prairie Avenue, downtown Decatur.
Traveling for business? Stretch the time you have at home by hopping on a fast flight from Decatur Regional Airport to St. Louis, starting at just $29 each way. Or fly to Chicago with fares starting at just $59 each way. Cape Air will have you there in an hour so you can skip the drive and arrive at your meeting refreshed. Or make easy connections through St. Louis Lambert International or Chicago O'Hare to wherever you need to go. Enjoy free parking and hassle-free travel when you fly out of Decatur. Book at capeair.com or call 1-800-CAPE-AIR. Fare subject to availability. Some restrictions apply. Visit capeair.com for details.
It's the 17th Macon County CASA Playhouse Raffle. Each year, two themes are chosen for the playhouses. This year, the playhouses are a castle called the Castle CASA and a super cute cottage called the Charleston Single House. Tickets available online at MaconCountyCASA.org or see sponsor locations. Houses will be showcased at Central Park in downtown Decatur beginning Monday, March 25th. And the drawing will be held live at the Greater Decatur Chamber of Commerce Business Expo on Thursday, May 2nd. Please support the 2019 CASA Playhouse Raffle.
You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Wednesday, I can't believe I threw it to you and you blew the Albert Brooks quote.
What is it?
Stop. You don't really have a love of Lost America if you can't give me the nest egg quote. And you screwed it up.
No, you can't say nest and you can't say egg.
Right.
So.
You call it a circle stick.
Six sticks in it? No. Round stick?
You screwed up the Albert Brooks quote.
I didn't call it a circle stick, did
I? You said, yes, you did. Go back and listen to the podcast. I'll bet money. There is the line, we're talking about RVing in America, and this story that I read yesterday about how it's popular. It's on an eight-year gain, and it's more popular than ever in the United States of America. And it is now a $20 billion in sales for the RV. But in the story, they go back to the Robin Williams RV movie. And if you're going to do an RV story and you're going to quote a movie, you got to go to Lost in America, the 1985 Albert Brooks classic, where the advertising executive and his wife liquidate everything they have to buy an RV and crisscross America like the guys did in the motorcycle movie. And they leave California. And they do a stopover in Las Vegas. She convinces him to spend one night in a hotel before they take this journey across America in their RV. And she loses the entire nest egg gambling. After that, he gives her the whole lecture about the nest egg. And the entire quote is, oh, God, I guess this was my fault. That's what I'm thinking. Maybe I just didn't explain the nest egg well enough. If you had understood, it's a very sacred thing, the nest egg. And if you'd understood the nest egg principle, as we will now call it in the first of many lectures that you will have to get, because we are forever to acquire another nest egg, we both have to understand what it means. The egg is a protector, like a god, and we sent under the nest egg, and we are protected by it. Without it, no protection. You want me to go on? It pours rain. Hey, the rain drops on the egg and it falls off the side. Without the egg, well, it's over. But you didn't understand it, and that's why we are where we are. And she says, I understood the nest egg.
Do me a favor. Don't use the word. You may not use that word. It's off limits to you. Only those in this house who understand nest egg may use it. And don't use any part of it either. Don't use nest. Don't use egg. If you're out in the forest, you can point. The bird lives in a round stick. And you have things over easy with toast.
One of the greatest movies of all time. But are you surprised by the RV numbers? $20 billion in sales on the back of 8 years of growth. In simple terms, RVing has never been more popular in the U.S. And it's also, by the way, tempting for visitors who are coming, like instead of staying in a hotel, coming to see America and renting an RV and going out and seeing the land. Now, would you do this?
Yeah. You know, it's funny because growing up, my parents camped, but now they RV. I mean, they have an RV. They've had multiple RVs. My grandparents have always been RV people.
Now, when you say multiple RVs, do they just keep going up, getting bigger?
Or they go, oh, we don't need this anymore. Now let's go ahead. And they keep going back to it. Then, you know, I have siblings that are younger than me, much younger than me, that also are doing this. My sister, they bought one very early on. This was kind of how they were going to vacation until they kind of got their feet under them after they got married.
There are eight types of RV, starting with the folding trailer all the way up to the mega-sized Class A motorhome. That's the 45-foot long, you know, which is pretty long.
Mm-hmm.
That's like driving a semi.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to drive it.
So would you do this? I mean, if you could, take all the questions off, like what do you do for a living? How do you make money? I mean, if you had the wherewithal just to sort of pack up an RV and just hit America, would you do that?
I would do it once.
Okay.
I think I would do it once. It seems like a lot of work.
What do you mean?
Well, then there's driving the thing, and then you want to stop, and you got to find a place parking lot big enough to, like, park your RV, and then you want to
stay
overnight.
But aren't they mostly like parks? And if you want to go see nature, I mean,
yes, but I mean, you have to go into, like, you know, restroom breaks and everything else. You have to go to the big pilot centers. They have big, you know, you got to, like, think about all that. Then you get to your destination. You got to do water hookup. You got to do all the
But aren't they most places? Aren't they built to just handle all of that? I mean, isn't it sort
of still have to hook up,
plug and play?
Kind of. You still have to all the stuff.
Costs are generally around $50, and you get electricity and water, and as you mentioned, and if you're staying for a week or more, that's, you know, usually better than that. This RVShare.com is a website. They're basically doing rentals for as low as $100 a night.
Wow.
So, you know, when you do the math on what it costs to stay in hotels and then you cook your own food, and but take cost out of it. That's why I didn't want cost to be a part of it. It just the experience itself. Would you do that?
Yes. Like I said, I'd do it once. I think after that, I'd probably be like, I'm never doing this again.
Why?
You know, remember when we thought it would be a great idea to take the family roadster and drive to Disney? Because you're like, no, I remember it was great memories were built on the road and all the anticipation. How far did we get before we're ready to claw each other's eyes out?
Well, some would say you're in a constant state of that.
That is bull.
Okay.
It was you, sir.
Mm-mm.
Okay, that's my point. We could not do this.
Oh, that's why I'm asking you.
We could not do this.
I'm not so sure. I don't think I would like, first of all, when we do any driving, I do the vast majority of the driving.
And I should do the driving.
You know, that's a very easy thing to do. You just always say you'll drive and then actually never do. Is that true or not true?
Oh, that's,
okay. So in your mind, it's okay to have this sort of caveman attitude of man does the work when it comes to driving. And I'm not a guy who particularly enjoys driving. I mean, there are some people who love to be in a car driving. Eh, that's really not me so much. So driving an RV, I think, would be stressful.
Oh, yeah. It would make me nervous.
You know, especially one that you would want, like one of these 45-foot long.
Yeah, where you like have to like do the air pressure to raise it up.
Yeah.
Too much.
All right, you've talked me out of it. It is a huge industry and growing, though. Eight straight growth years. When you think about the economy and everything else that's been going on, and maybe that's why, because it is probably a better deal than, like, say, traveling or flying to Las Vegas and spending $300 or $400 a night, you know, on a hotel room. You could do a lot. And you could drive to Las Vegas and see all the great stuff on the way.
On the way, yeah.
Yes. We've got to take a break. When we get back here, we've got a lot to do. We'll have a recap of the school board meeting. Dan Oaks will be with us a little later today. Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. Your chance to win Cardinals tickets courtesy of J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bonds. And, well, like I said, action-packed. And if you miss any of it, Our podcasts are presented by Jurger Pediatric Dentistry, where beautiful smiles begin. Back with more after this.
This is Shiler with your stories now. The Illinois Department of Public Health is warning the public about an emerging drug-resistant fungus. The Candida auris fungus has been attracting a lot of media attention lately, and officials are working to stop the spread of the infection. State Chief Medical Officer Dr. Jennifer Layden says it isn't a big threat to the general public, but those in healthcare facilities are more at risk.
Oftentimes they require ventilation, they have lines in, they have catheters in, they have many medical conditions, and they reside in these facilities for quite some time.
Layden urges patients to make sure their hands are clean and their doctors and nurses are washing their hands when they enter the room, and to ask if medical equipment has been disinfected after being used on another patient. IDOT has announced the winners of a contest to decide on new messages displayed on electric signs on Illinois roadways. Among the winning messages chosen include, only the casserole should be baked, don't drive high. Other winning messages were, put down the phone and nobody gets hurt, and you look so cute in that seatbelt. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to nowdecatur.com.
Fox News. I'm Lillian Wu. Democrats gearing up to tackle the crisis at the border with their own proposals. The House bill expected to increase federal resources at border entry points, among other things.
Meanwhile, the president continues retooling his Homeland Security team. News this morning, the contracts worth $1 billion to build 60 new miles of the wall announced last month by the Pentagon have now been granted.
Fox's Griff Jenkins, one of the president's strongest allies, appears headed for another victory in a tight race.
Official results this morning do indicate that Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will likely serve a fifth term as Israeli Prime Minister. After nearly all the votes have been counted, Netanyahu's Likud party became the largest, beating their main competitors, the Blue and White Party, by more than 10,000 votes. Netanyahu now has a large advantage in forming a coalition government over the next month and a half.
Fox's Trey Yingst. This is Fox News.
Get ready, Decatur. Court Supports, the social event of the spring, returns Thursday, April 25th to the Decatur Conference Center. Enjoy samples of the very best entrees, appetizers, desserts, and more from the area's finest restaurants and caterers, paired with an extensive selection of wines from around the world. Music, games, raffles, a sizable silent auction, and a South American-themed VIP dining event are all on the menu. Get tickets and info at 423-3189 or at DecaturArts.org.
I'm Jessica Whitlock. I'm Director of Marketing at BLDD Architects. Well, Decatur Blue helps BLDD Architects with both our blueprinting needs and our digital storage of those blueprints, as well as any of our marketing needs that go along with the business. One of the reasons that we stay with Decatur Blue is because I know that they'll always make it happen, regardless of how crazy the request is or how outside of the box, that they will work with us to make it happen. Our experience with Decatur Blue's turnaround time is that we can always count on them to meet our deadlines, to go above and beyond, whether it's to work extra over the weekend or to stay late. If we give them a deadline, they'll always meet it for us. Decatur Blue's staff is unique in that they've all been there for so long. It's like working with a family. They all know each other. They've been there for as long as I've been there. No one ever leaves Decatur Blueprint. They stay there and work forever. And so you can count on the type of people that you're going to work with. You know who to call for specific things. And they're just awesome people. They've become a part of our business's family, too.
Make Decatur Blue part of your business's family, too. 423-7589 or visit them at DecaturBlue.com.
Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Mostly cloudy skies, highs near 62 degrees. Then for tonight, cloudy and lows around 53 for your Thursday. 40% chance of showers. Could see some thunderstorms as well after 1 p.m. Cloudy and highs near 74. Friday cooling off a little bit. Mostly sunny and highs near 57 degrees. It is 44 degrees currently in downtown Decatur.
You're listening to Byers and Company, only on WSOY, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Wednesday, I was reading a fascinating story this morning in the Hollywood Reporter about the 20th anniversary of George Magazine and its demise. Were you familiar with George Magazine?
Yes, I was.
I actually had a subscription.
Did you?
Back then, I had
16?
Oh, 16 would be low.
Yeah.
The amount of... That is the crazy thing that I don't think, like, for instance, Little Man will have in his lifetime.
No
like,
idea.
You just go from one thing to not at all.
Not at all. I mean, and that's how stark it was.
Yeah, and because in any other generation, like your grandparents, your great-grandparents, your great-great-grandparents, they would have read magazines and newspapers, right, and books.
Mm-hmm. That would have been very normal.
And that's effectively gone. I mean, it still exists digitally, but I mean, it's not the idea of having a magazine arrive in the mailbox.
No.
I loved that. I mean, there was nothing made me happier than when you'd open the mailbox and there were two or three magazines in there. It's like,
yeah.
Ooh, information. And now you
My
say
next
2 hours
are covered.
You say it out loud and it sounds so quaint, right?
It does.
Or maybe even a little silly.
Because you don't wait for it now. You want to know something. I mean, you don't even have to go look for it. It comes to you.
I mean, I literally. Well, so did the magazines. They just.
What I mean is push notifications right now.
Well, no, I know. I don't have a conversation about the technology. I know where we are. I'm talking about where we were. And 10 years from now, you know, a kid who's 4 or 5 years old and will be like a freshman in high school, they won't have any understanding of this at all. I mean, because there won't be any. So 2 decades after his tragic death, there's this great piece, and everyone from Cindy Crawford to Robert De Niro to Newt Gingrich to Ann Coulter, they all are weighing in on this magazine and his enthusiasm for a bipartisan media mm-hmm. piece. And it truly was. George Magazine was all over the place as far as politics. It didn't have a particular agenda, although I recall one cover was Sean Penn, and in the reflection of his eyes was like a burning flag, and everybody like lost their minds.
Okay, well, it was representative of his kind of personality.
Yeah, that first cover, do you remember? And I still have this magazine somewhere.
Was it somebody dressed up as George Washington?
Cindy Crawford.
Yes. I do remember that.
Who in 1997...
Was still...
Or 95, I guess it was. Because he died when? 99, I think?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm getting my dates screwed up here. But anyway, yeah, that very first cover was Cindy Crawford dressed as George Washington. And they didn't pay a lot of money to the writers. I mean, it was like an upstart magazine. It took him a while to get the funding to do it. But I really did enjoy the magazine. Yeah, he died on July 16th, 1999. And one of the people in there said, I don't believe John ever fathomed that he would die at 38. He didn't buy into things like the Kennedy curse. Stuff like that made him hurl. But 20 years later, I do think he would want to be memorialized by the cast of characters who knew the real John and helped him create the magazine he loved, George. I remember Barbara Streisand dressed as like Betsy Ross or something. And, you know, but Norman Mailer and Gore Vidal, you know, they I think those were the only people that really got paid much. And it's an interesting piece. I hadn't thought about this magazine for a very long time. Or John Kennedy, to be frank.
No. He was impossibly good looking.
And impossibly dumb.
Yeah.
No, I mean...
The flying
The rich kids that just, you know, and maybe when your dad's assassinated, president of the United States, you know, no one can ever possibly understand what you grow up with. But the idea that you were flying a plane, I mean, you died tragically, and I don't mean to you know, not... be respectful of that, but there, you had no business flying in those conditions, probably flying at any point, but because you were a Kennedy, I think you just felt like it was your will to do things.
Mm-hmm.
Or the fact that he, you know, what do you want to do? Well, I'm going to be a lawyer. Remember, I mean, they had, he failed the bar exam a couple of times at least, because that was big tabloid fodder, and then he's like, I'll start a magazine. I'll be a pilot. I mean, there just didn't seem to be any, and maybe... That was foretold by just circumstances.
I know.
I didn't dislike him. I just thought, man, that's a dumb way to die, trying to do something you shouldn't be doing. And not only him, but...
His wife.
And her sister.
Mm-hmm.
So you had a couple of families.
The Bissett, right? Karen Bissett was her name.
Yeah. And they were sort of our royalty. And I don't know that Little Man would know anything about any of
this. No.
Because that's sort of all, I think, died with him, right? I mean, you had Ted still around. You got a couple of the goofballs. Fox has been doing, like, God, nonstop on this Willie, whatever.
Willie.
The rape.
Was it Smith?
Yeah. Kennedy Smith.
Yeah. Good grief. Maybe we're just catching the rerun over and over again, but it feels like it's a new episode every time.
I don't know. But anyway, it's an interesting piece at thehollywoodreporter.com if you want to check it out. I was a fan of the magazine. I remember, and it was a bigger size.
It was.
It wasn't your standard
kind
size.
Of the it was like the size of an old, not quite as wide as a Life magazine.
No, it wasn't that big.
No.
But it was bigger than your standard magazine size. And it was glossy, and there were always like, you know, I remember him being on Oprah, and he was a big deal there for a while. But there you have it, 20 years later. Is that hard to believe that's been 20 years?
Man, I'm old.
Yeah. Tell me about it. Time now for the Marquee Coffee Break. Fresh roasting coffee locally in Decatur for over 30 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discerning coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their bean.
It's time to run with Sloan Implement at our Drive Green sales event. Buy big and save bigger on new John Deere lawn tractors, Gators, Z-Trax, and compact and utility tractors. The best weekend to buy, April 11th through the 13th at your fave John Deere dealer, Sloan Implement. Drive green, buy green, save green. It only happens once a year, and it's happening at Sloan Implement.
Traveling for business? Stretch the time you have at home by hopping on a fast flight from Decatur Regional Airport to St. Louis, starting at just $29 each way. Or fly to Chicago with fares starting at just $59 each way. Cape Air will have you there in an hour so you can skip the drive and arrive at your meeting refreshed. Or make easy connections through St. Louis Lambert International or Chicago O'Hare to wherever you need to go. Enjoy free parking and hassle-free travel when you fly out of Decatur. Book at capeair.com or call 1-800-CAPE-AIR. Fare subject to availability. Some restrictions apply. Visit capeair.com for details.
It's the 17th Macon County CASA Playhouse Raffle. Each year, two themes are chosen for the playhouses. This year, the playhouses are a castle called the Castle CASA and a super cute cottage called the Charleston Single House. Tickets available online at MaconCountyCASA.org or see sponsor locations. Houses will be showcased at Central Park in downtown Decatur beginning Monday, March 25th. And the drawing will be held live at the Greater Decatur Chamber of Commerce Business Expo on Thursday, May 2nd. Please support the 2019 CASA Playhouse Raffle.
This is Byers & Company on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Wednesday, the 10th of April. Wow. Tax day is almost here. What is that, a Monday?
Yep. I know. I don't know what I'm doing this weekend.
Yes. By the way, I was at the Y yesterday, the YMCA, and doing my workout. And while I was in the wellness center with Molly, my trainer, I saw three different tours going on, three separate tours. We've been telling you about this for quite some time, and I often say, and I really believe truly, that if you go do this, you can convince yourself to have the willpower to do it for yourself. If you just take this step, don't, you know, the internet's full of information. There's free apps. You know what? If you see an app like showing a guy doing yoga in, you know, like Joshua Tree Park, and it looks really great to you, guess what? You don't have the willpower to do that or Joshua Tree Park. So ignore that stuff. It's just clutter. Or what used to be the late night TV advertisement infomercial, you know, to buy this machine, and if you buy this AbMaster, it's going to take care of everything. And the ab master comes, you got to put it together, and then 3 weeks into it, you're hanging clothes on it. Or there's some sort of belt or device you can wear or diet you can go on. You don't have to do anything, and inches will melt away. All of that is complete baloney. What you need to do is go to the Y, take a tour, and ask for some help. And then you got to put a lot of hard work and sweat and equity into it. And if you do that and you mind your diet and you work hard, you will lose weight, start to get in shape, and you will feel better about yourself and your entire life. I promise you. Just stop by the Y. They're right there across from Decatur Memorial Hospital. They expanded their parking lot. There's plenty of parking. The facilities are second to none in the community. Two pools, if swimming's your thing. They have water aerobics. They have, with your membership, and as an adult, that's $46.25 a month. Family is $66.25. That's two adults and however many kids you have in your house. That's $66 a month. Think about what you spend on whatever. Your phone bill, your power bill, your insurance, your car, your mortgage. What's more important than your health when you make up that list of priorities? And those kids in the family, you want to be around for a while for them, right? So stop out, ask for a tour. You can go any time of the day or evening or night. And they're open like all day. They open ridiculously early. They close late. They're open weekends. They really operate at the speed of your life. So go for that tour. Ask to go see the wellness center. Talk to the trainer on duty, you know, about how friendly they are, about how much advice they will give you. And when you join, you get 70-plus free classes with that membership. So maybe going to the wellness center, maybe you have a hard time motivating yourself. Hire a trainer. If you don't want to do that, go to the classes because you're going to find camaraderie and friendship and peers that are just like you taking these classes. And I mean, the classes, by the way, 70 plus, they're all over at every level. And as you increase and get better and lose weight and start to get in better shape, you might want to start branching out and trying new things. And you can. Fantastic facilities, unbelievable family environment. You will see people that look just like you. Just quit being afraid or letting that brain talk you out of it. Just go out and take a tour at the Decatur Family YMCA. By the way, they have free childcare too while you're working out. How do you beat that?
Taking away all your excuses.
Well, yeah. So now it's up to you. Three tours while I was there working out yesterday with Molly. Be one of those. Stop by there today. I promise you, you won't thank me this week or next week or maybe the next couple of weeks after that. But within 6 weeks or so, you're not going to believe what you'll be able to accomplish and the road that you will have started down. And you know what? You're going to say to yourself, why didn't I do this sooner? Why did I wait? Why was I afraid? Why was I intimidated? And you're not alone, by the way. 50% of Americans intimidated by going to a gym, working out in front of other people. But once you sort of demystify that and go take the tour and just participate, you'll find that all of that fear was unwarranted. It wasn't necessary. It wasn't real. All right. We have tickets to give away all season long. We were talking about Albert Pujols coming to town, and we'll be giving away tickets to that series. That's June 22nd and 23rd. The Angels will be at Busch Stadium. First time Albert Pujols will be back at Busch Stadium since he left. 8 years ago, 9 years ago, whatever that was. But we've got series Mets, Brewers, Reds, Pirates, Royals, Braves, Cubs, Marlins, Angels. Oakland A's are even coming to town. Diamondbacks, the Astros, back at the Cubs, Pirates, Rockies, Reds, Giants, Brewers. Rounding it all the way out to the end of September with the Cubs series. And then, of course, if they make the postseason, we'll have tickets all the way, well, as long as they last. And that has been a great partnership with J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bonds for so many years. How many tens of hundreds of thousands of dollars of tickets have we given away, do you think?
Oh, my gosh. No, I mean, you just count, like, I won't say the word, World Series.
Yeah.
I mean, just counting those alone, my goodness.
Well, yeah, any postseason, games, but just the regular season games.
Just
we also have
season.
Marty passes that we'll be putting in there as well, and that's basically a Monday through Thursday game of your choice. There are a couple of blackout dates, not a lot, but you basically redeem the coupon online for two tickets to see a game of your choice. So we We've got all the ones we have scheduled. We'll have the Marty passes. But the big, big, big news is you're going to be the winner, because all you have to do is listen up as we do this day in and day out. And also follow us on social media. The iCater's Facebook page is generally where we do this, although we have been known to throw you a curveball or two on Instagram or Twitter. So make sure you check it out. And if you're doing the Snapchat thing, God bless you. We're there, too.
Yeah.
What?
I still don't get it. I just don't get it.
What do you mean you don't? It's just a messaging app.
I know, but it's more than that. There's like, you can see other things, and I just don't, I don't understand it. I'm trying.
Are you? I'm not.
Do you have it even?
No.
On you? Okay.
No.
You installed it once, I'm sure.
I remember we were at a retreat or something.
Yeah, programming summit.
Yeah, no. You know what? I feel like if you want me, you have an AM radio station, an FM radio station. You have a live stream. If you miss all of that, there are podcasts. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Instagram. If you can't get
iTunes.
To me, yeah, then have at it on Snapchat. I am not a cyborg. I'm not just going to plug in and be attached to all of this 24/7. I'm not. Do you need another thing to check and monitor?
No. God, no. I can't keep up with the ones I have.
That's what I'm saying. And far as you making fun of me, you don't even do anything on social media.
I do.
A baloney.
I do.
You look at other people's stuff.
No.
When was the last time you posted something on Twitter?
Like,
or tweeted?
I haven't tweeted.
Okay. When was the last time you put anything on Instagram? Okay, I think that this conversation, you might be feeling old and want to take it on me because I'm older. I think I am much more plugged in than you.
Yeah,
are.
I don't know.
Okay, here's the weather forecast from Miss...
I'm not a Luddite.
I'm
not a Luddite.
Mennonite.
Today, mostly cloudy, highs near 62 degrees. Then for tonight, mostly cloudy and lows around 53. For your Thursday, 40% chance we could see some showers. Maybe some thunderstorms after 1 p.m., cloudy and highs near 74. Friday, mostly sunny, highs near 57 degrees. It's 44 degrees in downtown Decatur.
Get ready, Decatur. Court Supports, the social event of the spring, returns Thursday, April 25th to the Decatur Conference Center. Enjoy samples of the very best entrees, appetizers, desserts, and more from the area's finest restaurants and caterers, paired with an extensive selection of wines from around the world. Music, games, raffles, a sizable silent auction, and a South American-themed VIP dining event are all on the menu. Get tickets and info at 423-3189 or at DecaturArts.org.
Milliken and Richland have over 180 degrees. 180 degrees ain't enough to bake a pizza, but it's enough to get you a slice of the pie. You can do it! Limitless Decatur. Know it! More bang for your buck. Decatur is the most affordable housing market in the country. That's more money for pillows, baby. Ha ha! Limitless Decatur. Know it!
If you don't have the Now Decatur app yet, go ahead and download it for free right now. You can enjoy the latest Byers & Company podcast, brought to you by Jerger Pediatric Dentistry. Full hourly podcasts are available on demand.
I am giving you some control.
In addition, you'll find digital exclusives only available via the podcast, brought to you by Jerger Pediatric Dentistry, where beautiful smiles begin. Download the Now Decatur app today so you can get the latest Byers & Company podcast whenever you want it.
Proudly serving communities since 1977, RP Lumber is your source for anything from lumber and building materials to light bulbs and paint. At RP Lumber, we believe that buying materials should be the easiest part of any project. Whether you are a contractor or a do-it-yourselfer, our friendly team can help you find the right products for your project with the best service, best value, second to none. Come visit us today and experience the RP difference.
You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Wednesday, good morning and welcome. We're live in the Palatial Studios in downtown Decatur. Coming up next hour, we'll check in with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. Dan Oaks a little later today on the District 61 latest from their Board of Education meeting. And we're not on the road. road this week. We're out on the road next week. Children's Museum.
Children's Museum.
Duck Derby's on the way.
Duck Derby time.
I'm excited because I found a pocket square.
Oh.
That has little yellow rubber duckies on it.
Oh, okay. Now, are you participating in the relay or in the race this year? Do you know what we're doing?
Amber asked about that last time she was in, and I really sort of feel like...
You have a title to uphold.
No, no. I feel like that, you know, people, great athletes, rarely know when to call it quits.
Oh, my God.
Why not go out on top?
You know, you might have an advantage on this one.
Why is that?
I don't really know, but it's going to involve big duck butts.
See, you're not talking me into this.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. No, I think I'm going out on top. I think I retire a winner. Why? I mean, there's nowhere to go but down.
Are you maybe going to call the race? She's asked me to do it, and I'm like, am I riding a hobby horse? No. Okay. This is interesting. Because what? It was a bag race?
It was a
hobby horse.
Sack race the first year.
Yeah.
Just a race, flat out, like just everybody from one point to the other. Then we had to do it individually last year. Talking about the celebrity race. All you have to do is buy a duck and win money.
That's all you have to do.
Last year it was individual times, but you could shave time off by raising money. And so basically I finished faster than like Barry Allen because I had raised enough money to be in the negative.
Yes. Yeah.
So why? I think I just go out on top.
All right.
Retire a winner.
Okay.
Doesn't that make some sense to you?
No, it's not. It's all for good cause.
Well, you're right, because I don't do anything for a good cause. Really?
So the guilt thing won't work. You're like,
no.
I gave it the
offer. Well, here's what I want to know. I've done this for 2 years in a row. You haven't done squat. Where are you?
Excuse me. I participated last year.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Yes.
It was the year before last.
I participated. Yes.
You did the hobby horse last year?
Yes, I had the hat and the whole thing.
Okay, I didn't remember that.
I thought maybe it was to me?
That was the name of your horse?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I'm going out on top. I feel like you got to breathe some new life into the event. You don't have same old people every time, do you?
You'd have to go with the same name, though, because you have the hat.
I don't know where my hat is.
Oh, I know.
Where is it?
It's in the attic, in the costume bin. That sounds really...
Yeah.
Really bad.
Halloween costumes.
Yes, we have a collection of the costumes we've accumulated over.
All right. Some things are slow, like sleepy sloths. Other things are fast, like Xfinity XFi. You get fast, reliable internet, even when the whole family is online, on different devices all over the house. Stream live TV on the patio, while the kids game in the den and your better half looks up recipes on the tablet in the kitchen. See, everybody wins. Want your family to put down their devices and get together for dinner? Just pause your in-home Wi-Fi with one tap on the XFi app. Voila! And after that, their plates are clean, the veggies have been eaten, and the homework they swear they forgot about is done. You can turn the Wi-Fi back on just as easily. You're the boss. Plus, with XFi Advantage, you can get enhanced security and safer browsing for all of the devices in your home. Switch to Xfinity and see how Xfinity XFi makes Wi-Fi simple, easy, awesome. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today to learn more. Restrictions apply. It's the Watchathon, too, right now.
Mm-hmm.
You get, like, free, you want to catch up on Billions or Game of Thrones. I'm so excited. I have it, but I'm still excited that there's, like, free. It doesn't make any sense why I'm excited. But, like, I pull up the Xfinity app, and they're like, right across the top, Watchathon. They got, like, Billions and Game of Thrones. So, if you want to get hooked, it's through the 14th. So you can literally watch that episode of Game of Thrones everybody's talking about, and then you're going to have to do something about it, make it permanent. But it's the Watchathon through the 14th. All right, have we decided how many episodes back we're going?
Not yet.
To get caught up?
Isn't there a primer online?
Can't I read something?
I don't want to read it. I want to watch something. Because then whenever they talk about characters, I don't know what character they're talking about sometimes. I have to see him.
Okay.
You go, oh, that guy. With the... creepy pointy beard, or that guy.
All right, all right.
He smells like mushrooms.
Okay. You're in quite the mood today. Yes. We'll watch a little bit of them, not going back and marathoning the whole thing.
No.
Got to take a break for stories and news. Back with more right after this.
No matter where you are, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is Shiler with your stories now. Illinoisans pay higher than average car insurance rates. That's according to a new report from the consumer finance website WalletHub. Illinois ranked 33, the highest among neighboring states. HSHS St. Mary's Hospital is looking for organ donors. The hospital held a donor drive in partnership with the Macon County Life Goes On Committee and Macon County Health Department. Attendees were able to register to become an organ donor as well as learn a little more about what it means to be a donor. To learn more about what it means to become an organ donor, visit donatelife.net. Zoo Buddies is a special program for children ages 3 to 5 to learn about different animals at the Scoville Zoo. Benjamin Rapson, the education coordinator for the zoo.